Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
American Radio's Monster Cast, the third hour, begins right now. What a great program so far. Sometimes when the universe is just working, man, the universe is just working, you know? It just works out sometimes, and I love that. Alan Gottlieb in the first hour. Always a pleasure to have Alan. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how important it is that Alan comes on the program. You have any idea how busy that man is? Do you have any idea how busy he is? What an honor to be able to bring him to this show. First of all, I'm going to echo what my friend Tom Gresham said when he accepted his award, his Lifetime Achievement Award Tom won at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and nobody deserves it more than Tom Gresham. I can promise you that. 26 years on the nation's airwaves on Gun Talk is just incredible. And Tom embodies everything about what's right with this movement. Such a great man, such a great guy, a friend, and just a humble, honorable man to win that award. And he looked over to Alan Gottlieb and he said, Alan, it is a privilege and an honor to call you a friend. And you know what? I mean, coming from him to Gottlieb, you talk about, you know, just two icons when it comes to the fight and the battle for the right to keep and bear arms. There's nobody better than both those guys. And to have Alan on the program in a week when he's been so busy coming off of GRPC, you have no idea what goes into all that stuff. It really truly is a privilege. So I hope you enjoyed that hour, understanding what it means to just have him on the show. Not just today, but virtually every week that he gives of his time. We learn so much from Alan. That New York case, in case you're just joining us, I talked about New York State pistol that the Supreme Court is re-looking at again because they've already granted cert, which means they've already agreed to take the case. Alan reminds us in the first segment that the Supreme Court only gets to take about 1% of what comes before them, just time constraints. They can't take everything that comes at them. So the cases they do take are incredibly important, and they took this first Second Amendment related case in nearly a decade, over a decade. So this is a big deal. And there are other cases that are sitting there waiting on. We are waiting. The other side is waiting to see what happens in this New York case because the implications, ramifications, I should say, to the rest of the country are huge. Alan explained that in the first hour, but none more important than the three takeaways that we had. Number one, and I'm going to go back to that briefly, is whether or not whether this is a moot issue. Can a liberal enclave in any state or any city decide they want to circumvent the right to keep and bear arms by legislating some type of bogus law and then imposing that immoral, man-made law against their constituents until somebody sues it into oblivion and it works its way up to the Supreme Court, only to have that liberal enclave say, oh, we didn't mean it. We'll fix it. After the Supreme Court's already agreed to hear the case. Think about that. That's what's at stake here because that's what New York did. The Supreme Court took the case. They went, oh, no. And every other gun grabber enclave around the country went, what are you guys doing, man? Why did you do that? Oh, don't worry about it. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. So they fix it. They go back to the court and say, hey, we fixed it. It's not necessary. We fixed it. On October 1st, the court, just a few days, the court's going to say, yeah, you fixed it. It's good. Or no, we're going to hear the case anyway, even though you fixed it, because you're not allowed to do that. My guess is, Alan says it's a 50-50 shot, maybe 60-40. I believe the court's going to hear the case. I don't believe the current makeup of the court, particularly with Kavanaugh. He ain't real pleased about a lot of things liberals have done to him lately. And I don't care how you slice it, he's a human being. And then you take, and I don't mean to imply that he's going to want to take that case because he's angry at something. I believe he stands on his convictions. and that his convictions are going to see to it that he pushes to have that case heard. We know where Gorsuch and Thomas lay, and I think we know where Roberts lays. So if you look at that, I believe that Pistol Rifle Association, the court's going to say, yeah, it's not moot. It's not mooted by the fact that you tried to do a dance around the Constitution, and here's where Allen made that, but the point very clear. And by the way, there you can argue on both sides. There are legitimate arguments on both sides. I've read them. But I believe the weight falls on our side that they're going to say, yeah, no, we're going to take it. Because I think the court is smart enough to know in today's environment that there are areas around the country that would, what's the words that I'm looking for without getting myself in any trouble? It's always hard to do. That would take advantage of their ability to do this if the court doesn't take this case and put a stop to it and say, yeah, no, you can't do that. The court's going to put their foot down. That's my take. That's what I think's going to happen. And I'm not wrong that much when it comes to this stuff. I'm generally right about that. My gut feeling about this stuff has been right. Again, I have to throw this out there, the disclaimer. I could be wrong. I don't think I'm going to be wrong. I think the current makeup of the court, with what we've read from Thomas and what we've read from Gorsuch, going back to Peruta in California when the court didn't take that case out of the Ninth Circuit, those two were unhappy, to say the least. We know how Kavanaugh has ruled in the Fourth Circuit. I just believe the court's going to say, no, we don't like you stepping on us. And it would set terrible precedent if we were to let that go. That's my guess. So if you missed the first hour, if you're not positive, I don't want to sit here and re-go over it. Go over it. Re-go over it. Re-go. Don't you love that? Live radio, man. You never know what's going to happen, right? Which is why you can get yourself in an awful lot of trouble sometimes when you're very, very passionate about these topics. I don't want to go over that again. Right now, go back and listen to the first hour with Alan Gottlieb. I kept him for all four segments, and I set the conversation up with about two-thirds of the first segment and then let Alan go into it. But very important case and a very important ruling coming down here as to whether or not the court is going to decide, yeah, that's moot or not. The other issue was it's dealing with something that has to do with firearms outside the home. That's a big deal. Because Heller, as Alan told us, referred to handguns at home. But it went into being able to defend ourselves outside the home. This case deals particularly with something outside the home, and that's going to open up. The left does not want this case heard for these three reasons, mainly. And then it's the level of scrutiny that a case like this gets when it's being looked at by the courts, because this is a fundamental right. We're talking about the right to keep and bear arms from our U.S. Constitution that recognizes our God-given right to defend ourselves. And when you consider the fact that the left has perverted Heller, which we talked about again, I don't want to go over this again in too much detail, but a very important conversation with Alan for those first couple segments, a lot on the line. And four other cases right now, and many others that we could move forward with, but four other cases lined up for the court to take a look at. So this is a big deal. We're going to see something come out here very, very soon. And I can tell you, one way or the other, one side's going to cheer. The left is going to cheer if the court finds, we're not going to hear it. It's been mooted by New York State. What that's going to do is allow New York maybe a year or 2 years or 3 years down the road to come back and revisit it and re-legislate the same thing that put him in court to begin with. And that's what I don't think the Supreme Court is going to allow. I think the Supreme Court is going to use this case as an exclamation point. And that's not just coming from the mind of Mark A. That's coming from my mind after speaking to a number of attorneys, after having talked to Mr. Gottlieb about this over time and so forth, and having private conversations at venues and events, particularly like the GRPC when we sit and talk about these things. But I could be wrong, and I could point to a couple of people who say, I think the court might just be too busy and say, we don't want to deal with this anymore. But here's what we say down south. We're fixing to find out. Now, Sean's yelling in my ear, fitting. And every time I do that, he says it again like I'm saying it wrong, and he's doing it right now. But I'll say fixing. We're fixing to find out. How about that? All right. What are we going to do the remainder of this hour? We missed A.W.R. Hawkins this week. Busy man. These people are busy, and it's such an... I get letters from each of you, from a lot of you. Hey, when is A.W.R. going to be... They give our time, their time to us on this program, and I love each and every one of them for doing that. But it's very time-consuming to do so, and sometimes people can't make it every single week, and while I miss these guys, he'll be back again, hopefully next week. Armed American Radio will continue. You got me for the hour, and we're going to go over some of A.W.R.'s work. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. We're in the second segment already. Let me take this opportunity to please ask you to support the people that support us. It is critical that we work with companies. I can't stress this enough. I cannot stress this enough. That we work with companies. Companies that you don't hear here, companies that you hear here. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of them out there that support our right to bear arms. I'd love to have every single one of them on this program, but that's impossible. But corporate America is under tremendous pressure right now to walk away from you. And I don't have to tell you what industry, some powerful ones, banking, insurance, regulatory. And there are some very powerful and well-funded forces behind that in states like New York, where most of these industries are located or have very powerful offices in New York State, for example. There are court cases surrounding this effort. 145 CEOs of businesses just sent Congress a letter meddling in something that they have no business meddling in, and they don't. They have no business. If you're one of them, you're making a deal with the devil, and it's going to come back to haunt you. Karma's a satellite radio moment word, and you know it. Because those people you're making a deal with, they're not going away. Once they got you, they got you. They're going to come back looking for another inch and another inch and another inch. And you'll figure that out here real soon. But we don't like it. We don't. The real America doesn't take too kindly to you coming after our stuff and using your corporation as some mouthpiece to be a social justice warrior. Millions of us have turned off the National Football League. I have. Sadly for NASCAR, I know too many people are walking away from that because they're refusing to put gun. Give me a break. And the point that I'm trying to make now is there is a cultural war going on in this country. And there are people who are walking away from you and trying to persuade others to do the same. And they're using a lot of money to do it in that process. And when you've got companies that support this voice and support, and they don't just support this voice, they don't just support me, they're supporting the, keeping this program on the airwaves. Make no mistake, the left would love to see this program go away. They'd love it if there was no such thing as a gun talk. They'd love it if they controlled 100% of the narrative. And as long as we control this program, they don't. 250 stations strong, there's a reason that it grows. And it's the people who support the program that make that happen. And I ask you, please, support them. It is for the cause of keeping this information alive and out there. I cannot stress how important it is. And you hear them on the program every single day. And there are more coming. Excuse me. Crossbreed. Second Amendment Foundation, MyPillow. Mike's got great, Mike's going to be coming to the program soon. I love the guy. He's outstanding. What a story he has. And you are supporting. I'm getting emails from you. Christmas is coming up. Talk about gifts. You use the promo code for AAR. You get a great product. And a lot of you are doing that. And it's really cool to see because I do see the reports. And it's fascinating. And as we come up to the holidays, I can't thank you enough, and where can they for supporting us? You don't think Mike Lindell's under pressure to walk away from companies like from shows like this, companies like his? He's stepping up and saying, you, not happening, because he supports the right to keep and bear arms, man. We got to love him. So if you need a pillow, why would you go anywhere else? Don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy it. And I'm not, I don't know. I'm not saying anything negative about Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm saying just buy it from his site. Use the radio button, for gosh sakes, and support the voice that he supports. But you hear them. You hear all of them. You hear the Defender Coffee. You hear Vault Pro. Emerson Knives now joining us. And now's an opportunity, excuse me, to tell you about Ammoland and Personal Defense Network. You heard Rob in the previous hour. Ammoland, the information that as we build this empire for you at Armed American Radio, now that we have complete control, as we begin to build this empire, as the website is being built right now, it's going to be interactive. You're going to be able, in the very near future, you're going to be able to watch Rob talk about what you heard him say in the first hour, or excuse me, the second hour. You're going to be able to go to my site and see the video to supplement what you heard him talk about. There's nobody better at this stuff than Rob Pincus. He's the best of the best, and that's why he's here. You're going to be able, as we build this empire, to communicate with us and in the content and the sponsors, the partners. We're going to tie all of this together for you. It's going to be huge, and we're excited about it. So, I take the first half of this segment to please ask you to support those people. Support the Gun Box. Support Taser. Support Crossbreed. Support Defender Coffee. Support Supply. What a great product that is. You heard Alan in the previous 2 hours ago talk about, he mentioned that Gillette was anti-gun. Here's another corporation that's throwing their money at coming after your rights and freedoms. That should not sit well with you. Gosh darn it, when you look at the mirror and shave, shave with something that supports you, man. Good heavens. I mean, it sounds, but it's the world we live in today. It's just the world that we live in. Ridiculous, isn't it? I know, it's crazy. But these companies are backing us in ammo land right now. The information, I'll get sidetracked there real quick. We've got information coming at you as we build this empire. Ammo land is going to play a pivotal role there because they are such an important force in the right to bear arms, where some of the greatest writers in the country meet at AmmoLand.com. And AmmoLand came to me, and Freddie and Brian and those guys are wonderful, and came to me and said, hey, man, we want to work together as you build this empire here and help your readers or help your listeners connect with our readers. So we said, let's do it. So we've already got an active landing page, AmmoLand.com/AAR. It's in its infancy. Sign up. Read the same stuff I read. Plus, you get to read some of the stuff I write when it goes out. I've been very busy lately. I apologize. I've gotten a number of emails from folks. Hey, haven't seen you yet. I've been extremely busy. But that's coming. We'll get back on a regular routine. Don't worry. But some of the best writers in the world congregate over there, and we're able to now bring that to you. Personal Defense Network. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/join. And take advantage of all this. We're bringing all of this together for you, and I can't wait. It's huge. So support those people. It's important. I see when I read stuff, particularly that, the one that burned me up the most was the 145 CEOs coming after my rights. It makes you want to scream. It makes you want to walk outside. My God, what in the world is happening? Who's getting to these people? And what threats are being made? It's nothing short of extortion. Nothing short of extortion. When a company folds like that, that really angers me. So we are seeking those companies that are not willing to fold, that are standing up. And I'll tell you what, Emerson Knives, by the way, none of those guys want to run into Ernie Emerson in an alley. Ernie Emerson's got it going on. I can't wait to bring you back to the show. He is such a great friend and one of the neatest guys you'll ever meet. Intrusion suspect dies after homeowner shoots him in head. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And I want you to listen to the verbiage here because we're going to talk about it in the next segment. A Philadelphia homeowner shot an intrusion suspect in the head, killing him. That was this past Wednesday. The homeowner also suffered a superficial bullet wound to his own head. Officers responded, and I love this. I just love this. To a possible home invasion around 11 p.m. Possible nothing. You got bullets flying in the house with somebody that's not supposed to be there. There ain't nothing possible about that at all. Now, I understand. That's what they say on the call. I get that. Believe me. When we come back, I'm going to tear into this a little bit. And if you think like I do, and I know you do, you're going to hear me say something in here that's going to anger you. Don't go away. I'll be back right after this. You don't want to miss this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
Armed American Radio from these MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios continues right now. Let's jump back into this Philadelphia homeowner shooting an intrusion suspect in the head, killing him on Wednesday night. Officers responded to a possible home invasion. Here's what they found when they got there. You play theater of the mind with me. Your home at night in your own home, wherever that is, picture that. Someone breaks into your home. There's a gun involved. Then a fight over that gun ensues. Homeowners, the cops came. Here's what they found. They found the homeowner bloodied in his own home, in his living room. The home invasion suspect dead on the floor, no longer breathing. Permanent dirt nap, saving the city of Philadelphia the cost of a trial, waste of human flesh, gone. Now, some of you who might be new to this program might be thinking, wow, that's pretty harsh, man. Do you really have to say that? Yes, I do. And I'll tell you why. Longtime listeners know what I'm getting ready to say. Say it with me. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And then we continue, right? And if your own death results because someone took action against you as you attempted to deprive them of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you, pal. You earned your demise. You got everything you had coming to you. Good for you. I hope it hurt. No sympathy from me at all. Now, you go back to that, and you can't overemphasize this point, that this individual, this theater of the mind, you are in your home. 11 o'clock at night, somebody kicks in your door, bashes in your window, whatever it is, comes flying into your living room. You have a right to, you have a right to knock that person off. And God bless you if you do. No sympathy for that person at all. And hey, moms out there, he wasn't a nice kid. The guy that went busting through there with hat and gloves on was not a nice kid. Wasn't. Maybe he was back when he was in diapers, but he's not now. He's a bona fide, hardcore criminal, and he got everything he deserved. There's nothing harsh about that at all. I'll tell you what's harsh is if he had kicked in that door and shot and killed the homeowner. That's what's harsh. Then took his stuff. What kind of person does that? Evil does that. Pure, unadulterated evil can harm someone, then take their watch off and rifle through their pockets while that person's taking their last breaths, maybe with a spouse upstairs listening or watching to that disgusting, despicable scene. Philadelphia Police Chief Department Chief Inspector Scott Small commented on the deceased suspect. Here's what he said. What's unusual is this victim who was pronounced dead on scene. Yeah, I think you caught that already. I told you you need to pay careful attention. This stuff angers me, man. The chief inspector called the dead scumbag a victim. The victim was bloodied and had to fight for his life in his own living room over a gun and had to use that gun to off somebody who was trying to do him harm in his own property. You tell me who the victim is. Philadelphia Police Department Chief Inspector Scott Small, if you know the number up there, call him and tell him that they need to rephrase this, okay? What's unusual is this victim who was pronounced dead on scene, he is wearing gloves, which is unusual for this time of year. So it's a possibility that this was a home invasion. Now, I got to ask this question. I don't know how long this inspector's been on the force. I don't know where that statement comes from at all. But this cat, Scott Small, needs to up his game a little bit, okay? It's not unusual for a home invasion suspect to wear gloves. He was in there to do harm. He didn't want to get caught. And if he's wearing gloves, his prints are elsewhere. So it's possible this was a home invasion? Are you kidding me? Oh, and by the way, Inspector, the victim now has to live with the fact that he had to off this scumbag, and he's got to live with it for the rest of his life. That person didn't wake up and say, oh, I want to kill a home invasion suspect today. I hope somebody breaks in my house so I can kill him. That's not what happened. And I hope they're wearing gloves at this time of year, so if the police come, they'll know it was, you know, he was the bad guy and not me. Gee, and I hope they call me the victim because I'm the guy sitting in my house. I read stuff like this, I get angry. Angry Mark wants to come out of the box. The suspect, according to AWR Hawkins, is believed to have been shot while he and the homeowner struggled over a firearm. Yep. As many as 7 shots may have been fired during the melee as they wrestled for control of the gun. Here's the kicker. There's no honor among thieves, is there? Because the AP is reporting witnesses claiming that a car took off as soon as shots rang out. So there's a getaway vehicle, and as soon as shots ring out, they take off. They're not waiting for their bro. They're out. They're not hanging around. Sorry, brother. We're out of here. Bye. Tell me who the victim is. I know, it's enough. It's enough to drive you crazy. It really, truly is. However, I have to say this. Great outcome. Repeat after me. Then we'll move on to another story from AWR Hawkins. But repeat after me. It's important because if you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. and if your death results because of the action someone has to take because of your action to deprive that individual of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you. You got what you deserved. You earned it. I hope it hurt. Enjoy the ride, pal. Enjoy the ride. I hope it's true that when you passed, a bunch of little gremlins came out like shadows and grabbed you and dragged you away to eternity where you're going to rot. Americans are fed up with this type of activity, and they're fed up with gun control, ignoring this kind of activity that goes on every single day in this country where good people use firearms to defend themselves, and that word never gets heard. Those people never get heard from. But the other side gets heard from all day long, a bunch of David Hogs running their mouth all day long. Meanwhile, you got good people defending themselves. And I apologize. It sounds like I'm, you know, I feel like I'm getting some crud over the last few days from my trip, which is not unusual, so bear with me. I apologize. But it's easy to get angry when you read this stuff. It really, truly is. And you wonder, why aren't they in Chicago? Why aren't they talking about this man in Philadelphia? Why? Doesn't fit their narrative, does it? That should disgust you, by the way. It does me. It really, truly does. I mean, I take this stuff to heart. It truly disgusts me. When I read about this, I do, and I want you to do the same thing. I get that. What's the theater of the mind? I picture myself in my own home. This is your homework. Here's your assignment. Picture this in your own home. I picture my kids upstairs. I know where their rooms are. My wife's upstairs. I'm going to bed. Okay, I'm going to watch TV and drink, you know, have drink a cup of coffee or whatever the case may be. Have me a Lead Slinger's bourbon, right? And guess what happens? Next thing you know, my door's being kicked in. My window's being crashed in. And I got to deal with some scumbag as I'm sitting there trying to enjoy a Lead Slinger's bourbon and watch some TV on some downtime in my own home. And I got to deal with some idiot moron who might want to kill me busting in my house. Where's sympathy going to lie? Why isn't the mainstream? This stuff angers me, man. Why isn't the mainstream press spending more time talking about this? Because good people and firearms don't fit their narrative. There we go. See, I said it. I'll say it over and over and over and over again. I know. Like a beating a dead horse, right? Armed American Radio's MonsterCast will continue right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We are already into segment four of the fourth hour. Ah, was that a slip? You never know. Third hour. All right, that cat's out of the bag there, right? Fourth, not a fourth hour for this program. Don't misunderstand me there, but the premium content's going to add anywhere from 3 to 6 hours of Armed American Radio a week to you. And that will probably grow in the future because I will be doing for you with guests and some great, it's going to be so much fun. Behind the premium there on the website, on once the armedamericanradio.com website is finished being built, it's in the process now. Should have something for you. Hoping to roll out, you know, a couple weeks at the most, maybe a little bit sooner than that, I'm hopeful. I was told 2 weeks. That was several days ago. So hopefully sooner than that, but we want to make sure it's proper. We're sure we're going to make some changes to it. But nonetheless, we got some great, great people building that for you. And we're going to have the opportunity to be able to provide you some more content in the premium side that is going to be, let's just say, unfiltered content. Think Angry Mark out of the box and unfiltered. Ruh-roh. You know? Nothing crazy. Nothing Howard Sternish type imbecilic crap like that. But when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms, sometimes it's hard to keep the lid on. You know, my mom commented a long time ago, I can't believe that you haven't gotten in trouble, because she knows I'm very passionate about this and maybe said something stupid that got me in trouble. But, you know, you keep that in check. It's hard to do. We're going to be able to let some of that out. With some, and we're going to call it satellite radio moment word after the show type radio show after the show stuff, right? Shorter than that, but it's obviously it's going to have that whole satellite radio moment theme going on, because that satellite radio moment word, if you're a new listener, is a word you can say on satellite radio, pay stuff that you can't say on the FCC airwaves. So you're going to get some unfiltered content. That's all going to be a lot of fun. And you know who's helping sponsor some of that, by the way? Ledslingers. Hold on. Let me read you the back of this bottle. This is really cool stuff. And unfortunately, because my eyesight is so bad, it's terrible. I had 20/15 vision most of my life growing up. Ledslingers was founded in 2013 by 7 combat vets who combined their love for American fine whiskey. Ledslingers was born. Tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment, the LSW team, Ledslingers Whiskey Team, was focused on bringing a quality bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded individuals. Stay frosty and freedom on. Product of the USA. It's not just that. Let me put that back over there where it belongs so I don't drop it. There's some left. Not a whole bunch. A little bit. I'm going to have to finish that and fix that problem there in a few minutes, right, after the show's over. But I will tell you that it's not just that product. There's now rye. There's rum over there you want to take a look at. There's the cinnamon, okay? And these guys, like the rest of America, got this on their bottle. We support the right to keep and bear arms. If you don't like it, then don't buy this stuff. And that's the grit, man, and the determination that we're talking about. 7 combat vets, who's going to argue with that? Not this cat. And I've gotten to know Brad a little bit as we've talked. I can't wait to work with these folks. I can't wait. Man, they're into the whole grilling thing, the whole barbecuing, the whole smoking thing. They're supporting the Memphis in May. It's just wonderful, man. And to be able to line up with folks like this and the people at AmmoLand and Personal Defense Network and some of all the rest of our great partners is just awesome. I love it. Yeah, you can check that out. I'm being told, ledslingerswhiskey.com, by the way, if you want to check it out. Click the thing that you're over 21, and boom, you can go in and see the cool stuff. Read the story. I mean, read the story of who these people are and what they stand for, and they put it right out there on their sleeve, man, and I love it. In the case being the sleeve being the bottle. We stand up for the Second Amendment. It's what it's going to take. It's what it's going to take. Like Alan said in the first hour, you can't sugarcoat this stuff. The worst fight we've ever been in our lives, and it really is truly sad when we've got stories like that man who defended himself in the previous couple segments from Philadelphia that just doesn't, like the press just doesn't even want to deal with that guy. There was a time in America when that would be leading the story, leading networks. Not today. President Trump, though, let me go into some more. Alan touched on this in the first hour. I think it bears closing out the program with this. I've got a lot of email. And if you want to chime in on anything at all, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll tell you anything you want to know. Good, bad, or ugly. Doesn't matter. I got to looking at this impeachment garbage. And while the rest of all of America's talking about that over there, let them have it. Let them have it. We're going to put it in context of what it means for your rights and your freedoms moving forward. We all know what the socialists are up to. We know they're looking for any reason to get rid of Trump from day one. We know who the loudmouths are, Schiff, and Waters. I mean, these people are psychologically sick in their skulls. But we know what they're all about. In the meantime, over here, while everybody's talking about that stuff, you got things going on under the radar. You got my guest in the previous hour testifying in front of Congress, a group of congressmen and women who want to take things away from you. In the U.S. House, you've got Feinstein with a list of 205 guns that they want to take from you. And they're hopeful that this impeachment crap will distract you. And Trump nailed it because he said what Alan said. Democrats gave up gun control for chance to hurt the GOP. Now, that was a brilliant comment. Now, I don't want you to look at that comment and think, oh, you mean Trump was willing to go into gun control? No, what Trump just did was he just pulled a fast one on the Dems. And he said, you know what? I might have been willing to work on gun control with you. Not anymore. You've taken that right off the table. As Alan reminded us in the first hour of the program, what president, particularly Donald Trump, is going to want to sit down and do anything with this group of hateful, un-American, bigoted losers who want nothing more than to overturn the will of the people because they can't believe they lost an election. This is a very dangerous bunch. When you've got American politicians who are willing to do this, to overturn an election because they can't believe they lost, because they believe they're righteous, and they're not willing to wait their turn and play with the way the rules of our republic, you had better be very concerned about this. And I don't know how to tie this all together for you any better than I am right now. I mean, I'm doing the best I can. But when they're creating this war in this culture, and they're driving Americans apart, and that's what they're doing, those of us who think like-minded must stick together. We must. And those who walk away, let them walk away. Because at some point in time in American history, in the future, one side is going to win this. One side is going to win this. One side has to win this. The country cannot continue down this path. It isn't going to happen. One side must win. And those of us on this side must stick together. There is no compromise with these folks. None. And as I will say from a meme that I saw earlier this week, don't test me. Don't test me. I've waited my whole lifetime to defend what my forefathers have given me. Don't test me. And that's how bad it is when we hear this rhetoric on the other side. We are being pushed as freedom-loving Americans like we have never been pushed before. And it needs to concern you, it needs to scare you, and we must stick together. I leave you on that somber note. Tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll get up and do it all over again because we can. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.